Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the big show today, labia puffiness plus peeing in the shower and Jeff Oskey. It's coming up right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Five. To be honest, I'd never heard of the First Bank that treats you like an airline passenger.
This man came in and said he'd never heard of the First Bank that treats you like an airline passenger. We were immediately suspicious.
From the minute I walked in, everyone kept staring at me and making me feel like a criminal. Then the bank manager came over and grumbled, "How have you never heard of our bank?" I said, "I don't know. Search me."
We searched him, repeatedly and vigorously. Then we interrogated him about his intentions for entering our facility.
I told the manager that I had no money and needed a loan, so I wanted to see what the First Bank that treats you like an airline passenger could do for me.
The man claimed he had no money. Mm-hmm. We stuck our hands down his pants to make sure.
They asked me a couple of questions.
We asked the man, "Hey, is this a stick of dynamite in your underwear? And does it tickle when we touch you right here?"
Well, to make a long story short, they gave me the loan. Really?
We gave the man some money, but we both felt dirty and used afterwards.
They handed me some cash and told me to keep moving. Uh-huh. I left so fast, I almost forgot my shoes on the scanner. Thanks, First Bank that treats you like an airline passenger.
The First Bank that treats you like an airline passenger. Look for branches and strip malls across the metropolitan area. Bring all of your personal information in, then let us expose everything and take a long, hard look at what you've got. The First Bank that treats you like an airline passenger, you can feel safe by putting your assets in our hands.
The First Bank that treats you like an airline passenger. Member FDIC, TSA, get your hands up ASAP.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Ace Cosby. He certainly has that joke of the day ready by now, I would think. There's Josh and Christy and Pat and Jeff Oskey's here. And I believe Pat Godwin also has a song this spring.
Been a while.
That's exciting. Yes, it has been a while.
I'm recording all day. I have a lot on my mind. The puppy's pooping everywhere. People are busting my balls.
This is your job.
I know.
Well, let's see now. We can go back to the news desk in just a second. I've got a question.
Kvetch? Did you say Kvetch?
I've got a Kvetchton. I'm looking at this photograph of these.
Look at this photograph.
These new pants that are supposed to be the new big thing.
I tried to find a photograph. I couldn't see anybody's butt crack. I just saw them hanging on them.
I'd like to see those pants on you, Tom. See if
all you got to do is walk behind them.
It's you go to the New York Times.
I don't have a subscription. I ain't paying for
the. They're you're getting a good 2-3 inches of butt crack on this dude and the lady in front of him. Yeah, they're walking. In some fashion show.
Silly.
Yeah. In any event, what is the distinction between the whale's tail and the camel toe, Christy?
Oh, big, big distinction.
Big distinction. Camel toe, A, is in front, where the ladies have the... Mm-hmm. And the whale's tail is the back where the thong comes out.
That's just the underwear. Yeah. It has nothing to do with... labial puffiness.
I see.
Yeah.
If you suffer from labial puffiness, get puff away.
It's just a puff away.
It's just a puff away.
Wouldn't you like to be normal down there?
Oh, man.
But isn't it the opposite?
What do you mean?
We had
the news story about women getting it puffier.
Yeah.
They were adding...
I'm against that.
You don't like the puffy?
Everything should be, it's like a magic trick. There's nothing that should be hanging out. Is there? Tom, your thoughts?
Guys vary.
Everybody's different.
Yeah, everybody's different. All bodies are different. All likes are different.
Really? All skin colors different?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to...
Some people like that. Some people
it's don't. Called, I always want to pronounce it wrong. It's called labial puffing.
Well, that sounds like a weird cigarette or something.
No, it sounds like a weird way to smoke a cigarette. No, up here.
You know that there was a lady who could
we
smoke,
saw that.
A,
smoke
a cigarette.
Yeah,
that's
that is really something.
She would take it in and blow it out.
Rings?
No rings.
Oh, that'd be Ed Sullivan level.
And then a heart and then an arrow?
Yeah.
I can understand why that would be disappointing. There were no rings. But when you see it, man, it's something else.
I bet.
Here's the article. It says...
She shoots ping pong balls with it?
Thank you.
Lotion.
Some women are undergoing so-called labial puffing.
Yes.
In an effort to have what the quotation is, attractive vaginas. One per customer, I'm assuming.
I wonder what the PSI on that is. Like what they bring.
If you're like at an 8.
Yeah, yeah. And they bring it up to a 32.
Right.
What do you think the percentage is of guys who know or another, their partners, what that looks like? I bet it's...
What?
Can they recognize it in a lineup?
Yeah, there's no way. I bet it's like less than... Probably 30% can recognize your partner.
Right. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Probably. Naked
bits? Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, you're not saying you're going to go... Oh, she's had work done.
No.
Yeah, you're not... I don't think any...
You're saying that a man wouldn't recognize his
ladies. I don't think
ladies,
a man would... there are some considering that act...
Because we're in two different courses here. You're not saying if there was a police lineup of mommy parts in front of you, you could say, oh, that's my girlfriend right there.
Right.
I recognize that one.
Oh, I thought that's what you were saying.
No, I think he's saying if a man saw one of these that had been modified with these dermal filters, if they'd go, oh, she's had work done.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that most guys wouldn't know what their girl looked
like
because they don't spend time down there.
That's why every woman I'm with, I insist get my name tattooed right above it.
That's right. And I take, for instance, this is just me.
Yeah.
I take a lot of action shots with my phone.
Yeah, oh, man.
While I'm down there so I can look back and go, okay, well, here's what I did then. Oh, well.
Now, the article continues, if we can get back to reality.
Film session.
The procedure uses, quote, dermal filters like.
Juvederm.
And fillers.
They use fillers,
dermal
not filters.
Dermal filters on Instagram.
It says hyaluronic
acid, and it's a filler. Like the people using their lips when they get their
filter,
lips.
It's not filter, Tom.
I prefer the custard filled.
Oh, I like cream.
Now, it's to restore the volume to the labia majora.
You know, it's not...
You don't want the menorah.
Creamy, you're not doing it right.
Yeah. It's a minimally invasive procedure designed to enhance the appearance by increasing fullness, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure.
By the way, $620.
Oh, that's reasonable.
That's not bad.
Do they use needles?
Yes.
Well, how else is
it? Yes.
They put it in their mouth and spit it into it.
I mean... It would be kind of irresistible if you were getting it done.
Some guy heard you just say that and spontaneously ejaculated what you were saying. My God, Josh said my thing.
I can't get any facts out here.
Well,
it says it's injected. Shit. Obviously, the doctors go, you're going to feel a small prick. And she goes, I do that about every week, usually on Saturday night after midnight. Wow. Puffy. You like it puffy?
The old pufferfish.
I think I'm on record as no. I like it, yeah.
What if there was a cereal called Labial Puffs?
Oh, I don't think that would get past the focus group.
This just in, the folks at Post have lost their minds.
Now, do you like the term Labial Puffs more, the same, or not nearly as much as Cheerios? What do you think?
Hey, look, they come in colors.
What I've been reading a lot about, focus groups online. What of it?
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Sorry about that. Christy, what have you got?
A new poll reveals how many people regularly pee in the shower.
100%.
According to the Talker Research Survey of 2,000 Americans, 45% pee in the shower throughout the course of the average year.
And 55% of people are liars.
Yeah. Nearly a quarter of U.S. adults pee in the shower on a regular basis.
What about other process?
Is this while they're showering?
Yes.
Okay. it's a fair point.
I mean, details.
Well, the toilet's right there. Why would you open the shower door
and go in the shower?
Maybe somebody's on the toilet.
Post-coitus, I could see doing that.
Oh, because it's, right.
What?
It goes off like a water wiggle.
Do you not know that about guys?
No.
After sex, it goes wherever it wants.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. You got to kind of pry my urethra.
But I think Jeff's question is, do you turn the water on? You don't walk into the shower and let her rip and then the next
morning. I turn the water on.
Yeah.
Rinse it down.
And rinse it down?
Are you kidding? That is disgusting.
Yes, I'm kidding.
But. You know, without revealing too much, by the way, I've noticed my urine has some sort of... I'm in the process of checking foods and seeing what I've eaten in the past week or so to find out...
What color is it?
It's yellow and everything's fine that way, and it's not too dark, but it's
chunky?
Some kind of...
That's a problem.
Odor.
I'm trying.
He's being honest here.
I'm being honest. Thank you, Pat.
Trying to have a conversation.
I'm seeing what I... And it's a different smell than asparagus, so I don't know what I've been eating.
But. Now, is this just regular urination, or are you just trying to get the semen off of your shower wall?
That's quite a scenario he's painted there.
I don't know.
I don't understand.
It's turning red.
First of all, why would I try to get it off the wall? If the shower head was on, I'd rinse it down.
There is a game I miss in restrooms because of the lack of...
Smoking?
Yeah. I mean, that's sink the cigarette butt.
Yeah, that was fun.
I always enjoyed that. Yeah. Girls couldn't play it.
Yeah.
No.
Well, you could, but it would be... You'd have to hover.
Yeah, why don't you get a pack of cigarettes and just break them up and put them down there?
There was something up... Yeah, you're right. I could.
You don't have to start...
Or wouldn't that be like a $24 thing?
Does anybody know in here how much a pack of cigarettes costs?
I have no idea.
No idea.
Or a carton?
Depends what state you're in and et cetera, et cetera. But they're very pricey as a general rule.
What was I thinking asking?
Depends what store you walk
into. Mr. Muddy the Water over there.
No, it's accuracy in media. Thank you.
I don't have time to Google every state's cigarette prices.
Here it is right here. Exactly what I said.
Bring it up, you moron.
You idiot.
Ask a stupid question. Yeah. You get an intelligent answer.
You
that's,
pile
that's the
of
beauty,
know-nothing.
Beauty of this show.
I like pile of know-nothing.
That's us.
You stupid.
We're a pile of know-nothing.
Idiot.
So how many people pee in the shower? What was it again?
45% admit they do it on the regular basis.
That's low.
That feels inaccurate. Yeah, that's...
Actually, 45% say they do it over the course of a year sometime. A quarter say they do it on a regular basis.
I'd say I'm frequent.
I'd say I do it a lot because I'm a woman and I can. Because I can't do it anywhere else.
We can too.
Well, no,
oh, I see,
I
but
can't
it's... Yeah, yeah.
Normally stand and urinate.
Doesn't it dribble down your leg or something?
No.
When you go out back, it dribbles down your leg, right?
Shh, don't tell people.
Oh, yeah.
On top of urination, 30% of Americans say they sing in the shower.
What about cramping in the shower?
Come on. How long do you think the average shower should take?
Oh, okay.
9 to 11 minutes.
That's a very good guess.
Five minutes.
5 minutes?
Whoa. I'm in there quick, too. Yeah.
Whoa.
What are you doing in there?
I gotta wash my hair, condition my hair.
I got
soap
work
up.
To do.
Yeah.
Gotta get out of there.
Yeah.
Going over every decision I've ever made.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think it depends on age, right?
And sex.
What do you mean?
If you have sex in the shower, it's going to last longer.
Well,
well, and then,
that
course,
also depends on age.
I mean gender, of which there are only two.
I have what I call... I don't want to get too political, but there's only two.
What if you're solo? How long does it take?
A shower? Oh, yeah. You mean actually, Matt? I don't.
No,
I don't.
What happened at the shower?
No,
we're doing it in the shower.
Unless it's Saturday, and I call that Super Shower Saturday.
Okay. Oh yeah,
and I spend some time.
Exfoliate.
I would say it takes. I'm close to, 9 to 12 minutes. I'm saying.
They say it should take 13 minutes.
Okay.
Well,
about 40% of those polled said they are the only ones who use their shower. Well, another 40% share their shower with their partner, and 20% said they share it with their children.
Jeff,
not at the same time.
Jeff, do you and your partner share a shower?
We only have one shower for the whole house, so we all five of us.
He means at the same time.
I'm sure things will pick up.
Yeah.
He means at the same time. Do you ever get in there with her and
no, I'm way too big for that now.
Bounce around.
Yeah.
We did when I was skinnier.
But I like the term bouncing around.
I was trying to be delicate. Belly to
this
belly.
This is really upsetting here.
What?
What's poll upsetting? Found the average American only cleans their shower how many times per year?
Twice, on Easter and Christmas.
Right before they go to church. That's right.
Whenever my maid comes in.
I'm every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
9 times a year, they say.
Oh,
that's not too bad. Once, a little more than once a month.
How many months are in times a
you're
year?
You're using
there are
soap and water.
Months, so that's
I got ballpark.
You know, hey,
I'm using a different calendar than you.
Yeah, we're all you're using the Gregorian calendar.
Well, that's
okay?
That's media. Contemporary
that a
media.
Okay.
Fake news.
Yeah, I understand.
I've gotten better. I used to not clean my shower until the curtain was pink.
Oh,
Josh.
And then I would just buy a new curtain.
Oh. Well,
yikes.
I believe that my lady cleans my shower door every week.
Oh, once very nice.
Once a week.
That's my least least favorite chore of anything at all.
Yeah.
Cleaning the
is
shower.
Is cleaning a tub or a shower.
I have the squeegee.
I don't mind the tub. I can't reach the tub.
We have an iron issue. So, like, after, a week...
You mean your clothes are wrinkled?
Yeah, you don't feel the iron.
Yeah, I can't afford the iron shower. But, so, to clean the tub, honestly, will take me over 2 hours.
You don't have
so
a water softener?
We have a water softener, and we still have an iron.
Yeah, there's some... Yeah. High iron around.
But I don't know... Like, you're in a shower with soap and water. Like, you use
mildew.
Soap and... Nah. I say every time you take a shower, you're cleaning the shower.
Give it a spritz.
No.
Clean it every single time.
Is your shower also a bathtub?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. No, it's horrible. I only have five people's hair products in there. It looks like a CVS going around the outer rim of my tub.
I've got a question for Captain Crazy over here. Mm-hmm. Hey, Tom, how many days a week do you take more than one shower a day?
Yesterday, for example, I took two,
Today, will you take two?
Yeah, probably.
Most days, you'll take two showers.
Take one before I go to bed, then off of when I get up. Sometimes midday if I'm at the gym.
You ever go a day without?
I have on occasion.
Okay. Like, sometimes a Sunday, you got nothing going on. Why not?
Yeah.
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 What about after?
Mild case of crack attack a little bit later on in the day.
Oh.
What?
Why don't you wipe
didn't
better?
Get a thorough... Yeah, that's
what's
the
crack attack?
Crack attack.
It's when there's stuff left and it, you're
yeah, sometimes you don't
wipe
well
up
enough.
There.
Yeah. That happens to me.
Oh, you have an especially interesting movement. You have to take a shower.
Oh, God.
Boy, that's...
Yeah, I think this research shows that people lie. Because more than four, everybody pees in the shower.
Yeah. I would agree.
And most of us just turn the water on when we do it, just so you know.
Different strokes for different...
Do you sing in the shower while you're peeing?
Yes, and it's about me peeing.
What's the song? How's it go?
I'm a-peeing out of my wiener. It's gonna be a sunny day.
Hey.
I'm a-peeing out of my wiener.
Yeah.
Everybody laugh and play.
Peeing out of my wiener.
Everything's coming my way.
Get on your knees, open your mouth. Here comes your golden shower. What? What happened to my accompaniment? You guys will let me hang.
You're
going
alone, buddy.
We went a cappella on that one.
Here comes your golden shower.
We were letting
shower.
You have a solo.
Oh my God.
Get on your knees.
Open your mouth. Accept my golden shower.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
ist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.